for about 4 years after the war, four to five years, Madame was heavily engaged in the reintegration process, especially of child soldiers. The first thing we did was actually to work with the warring factions to identify children who participated in the war, demobilize these children, get them into our centers. We had centers, provide them with some kind of psychosocial support and trauma healing. And it takes time, actually, you can imagine, but it took a long time. But slowly, we are able to recover. And the good thing about our reintegration program was that it was not only meant for child soldiers, it was meant for adult combatants, ex-child combatants, as well as those civilian victims. So we provided support to all of them almost in the same center. So for us, the reconciliation processes started for the country started right in our centers, managing all these various groups to accept themselves and pursuing a common goal of their future was challenging but exciting at the same time. It was like, having mice and cats all in the same place. And then you can imagine how they will. But managing that situation that it did not explode. So, but then some of these children, after a period of psychosocial support and trauma healing, we are able to identify which children can still go to school and support them in their educational pursuits, and which children can still learn a skill in our centers. Then we provide them with the skill of their choice. Of course, having provided them with some kind of career counseling, and slowly trying to trace their families. So it took some time. And once we are able to find where their parents are, their families are, the next thing we do is made a society, try to find out, try to discuss with them that, wow, your missing child is somewhere. What do we do about it? How do we go about it? So we discuss with the society, the community, and all of this. Then things are worked out on how the child can come back and live with the society.